after you have suffered a while. The divine principle is first the suffering, then the glory. This is the standard of Christ. Hebrews 12:2 says, "Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." 1 Peter 1:11 says, "When it testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow." This is also the principle of all saints, regardless of the age in which they live. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his age-abiding glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settled." Shall we shrink from this Christ-honoring ministry of suffering? Should we not see our troubles and trials for what they really are? Noble opportunities for heavenly progress? Oh, that we would learn to yield unreservedly to the great wisdom of God's amazing appointment of suffering. 1 Thessalonians 3:3, "For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto."